Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Pei Daled, which begins with the Mishnah before on the bottom of Daf Pei Gimel on the base. In the Mishnah we learned as follows, Arba Midei Samechen, Mochroi Chitin Yafes V'nimtzu Royes, Halakeach Yachal Achzer Boi, Royes V'nimtzu Yafes, Meicher Yachal Achzer Boi. Now to explain Pshat and this, we learned in our Mishnah. That Mochroi Chitin Yafes V'nimtzu Royes, Halakeach Yachal Achzer Boi, Royes V'nimtzu Yafes, Meicher Yachal Achzer Boi. We find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishayim. The Rashbam explains Pshat, in this halacha, with one of two ma'alchim. The first ma'alcha, the Rashbam, is by saying that yafes v'nimtzu royes and royes v'nimtzu yafes is similar to inah shtos. The case of our Mishnah is similar to a case in which one has an inah kishir shtos. That as we find in our Gemara brings down Mishim Rav Chista, and so too is the shita of the Tana and the Mishnah above Metzian Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph. That by noes shtos mishohotol olav ino yodai alho yoina vatsa oimer tenui ma'isai oitenui masha inisani. In other words, by noes shtos, not only does a person who was in sana have a right to be tevea the amount that he was in sana, but if he wants, he has a right to be mevatol the mekach and to be chizer from the mekach. And only the one who was in sana has a right to be chizer from the mekach. On the other hand, the one who was mana does not have a right to be chizer from the mekach. And for that reason, our Mishnah says that by chitin yafes nimtzu royes halakeach yachal achzer, since he was the one who was nesane, and so too by royes nimtzu yafes meicher yachal achzer, since the meicher was the one who was nesane. From this, the Rashbam says that the case of our Mishnah is similar to inah shtos. From there, one sees that the Rashbam understands that by inah yisra al shtos, the halach is shneihem yechilim achzer by. And not only do we say that the one who was nesane has a right to be chizer, but even if the one who was Asana does not want to be Chazer, but still the one who was Ma'ana has a right to be Chazer, which is the first sheet of Tosfos and Daf Pei Daled Amud Aleph. That Tosfos says, "B'yoyser mishtos if yishu rochek min ha-mekach yoyser midai, ki ilu ha-mocher kwal, shein roi mekach kozel le-eskayim." The Rashbam goes on to explain Pshat in our Mishnah with another Malach, and the Rashbam says that even if we are to hold like the sheet of Rava, who, as Rashbam explains, argues on Rav Chista, and understands that by noah shtos, the one who was in sana does not have a right to be chayzer from the actual mekach, but rather he only has a right to be tevea the amount that he was in sana. But still, as far as the halacha of our Mishnah, there is halacha that by chitin yafes nimtzu royes halakeach yachal achzer bay, and so too by royes v'nimtzu yafes meicher yachal achzer bay. The Rashbam explains this, that there is halacha of yachal achzer bay, is because sharei hitahu. In other words, the din chazar of our Mishnah is not based on the parish of Aina, but rather the din chazar of our Mishnah is because we say only by Nashtos do we say, according to Rava, that the one who was Asana cannot be chazar, since he was konam asheretza liknes v'leika shum toys. Since there was no toes, for that reason, according to Rava, the one who was in sana cannot be chazer. On the other hand, in the case of our Mishnah, that there was a toes, for that reason, the one who was tricked has a right to be chazer. So again, the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Mishnah with one of two Malachim. The first Pshat of the Rashbam is this, that the case of our Mishnah is similar to Einah Ashtos. That according to Rav Chista, the halach is that the one who was in sana has a right to be chazer. In the second pshat of the Rashbam explains that even if the Tana of our Mishnah understands that by noah shtos the halach is that the one who was in sana cannot be chazer like the shita of Rava, but still by yafes nimtzu royes the lakeach can be chazer, and so too by royes nimtzu yafes the meicher can be chazer, since harayato bo yadaita likach royes, and so too by royes nimtzu yafes lo yadaita limkar yafes. And for that reason, the halach is yachal achzer boy. But only the one who was tricked has the right to be chazer. In the Ritva, on the other end, we find the third mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the halach of our Mishnah. The Ritva explains that the case of yafes nimtzu royes and the case of royes nimtzu yafes are similar to ina yoyser mishtos. And the Ritva understands that even by ina yoyser ashtos, still we say that the Ma'ana does not have a right to be chazer like the Shita, the Rivam, that we find in Tosfos Daf Pei Daled Amud Aleph, that the Rivam says that fiu b'yoyser mishtos eina ma'ana chayzer bai, ela k'shamasana tevea ina asai. Kivan shetevea yoyser mishtos davi b'tol mekach, havi mekach tos v'yachol gam ha'ma'ana l'achzer bai, avol im ha'masana eina tevea ina asai v'roytel hachzik ha'mekach, k'moy shekona, in svara shiucha ha'ma'ana l'achzer bai d'motzi amrwe ilav d'ay nisan, and since Ritvon understands like the Shita of the Rivam for that reason, even though the case of our Mishnah is similar to Ino Yisra Ashtos, but still the Allah is by Yafes Nimtsu Rois, only the Lakech has a right to be Chazer. And so too by Rois, when Nimtsu Yafes, only the Meicher has a right to be Chazer. That is the third Mahalach, as far as which one can explain Pshat in the Allah of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes on to say, Shem Chasis and Nimtsis Ovanu Ovanu Nimtsis Shem Chasis. Eitzim shal zayis v'nimtsu shal shikma v'nimtsu shal zayis yayin v'nimtsa chemetz, chemetz v'nimtsa yayin shneihem yechilun l'achzer ba'en. Now to explain pshat, in this how we learned in our Mishnah. The v'ashem chasis v'nimtsa sylvano v'vano v'nimtsa sham chasis and the other cases that the Tana of our Mishnah mentions. That in these cases we say shneihem yechilun l'achzer ba'en. And we do not say that only the lekech or the meicher can be chaser. We find two basic mahalchim in the Rishayim. The first mahalch that we find in the Rishayim is this, that in these cases, there is a kepeda both mitzad ha-meicher and mitzad ha-lekeach. And therefore, for example, by Shem Chasis Nimses Ovana, there is a kepeda be mitzad ha-meicher and be mitzad ha-lekeach to sell Shem Chasis and not to sell anything else besides for Shem Chasis. And for that reason, Shneyem Yechilun L'Achzer Bay. Since it is considered a na and a tos mishnei atzadim, it is considered a na and a tos bei mitzad ha-meichrem, bei mitzad ha-lekech, and for that reason, shneiyem yichilun l'achzer bohen. That is the mahalach of the Ramban, the Adraman, other Rishayim. On the other hand, in the Ritva one sees a different mahalach, and so too we find in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat, Simin Reish, Amin Gimel Sef Aleph. The Ritva explains pshat in this that we learned in our Mishnah, that by Shem Chasis and Imses Ovana and the other cases in the Seif of our Mishnah, that Shnei Mechon L'Achzer Behen is because it is considered Kishnei Minim, and even Yayin V'Chemetz is considered like two Minim. And since it is considered like two Minim, for that reason we say, Ein HaMekach Chal Olav Kval. And so to the Mechaber says, that by a Mechon L'Chaver Min Mimini HaPeres, V'Nosnoi Menacher Ein Kan Mechor Shnei Mechon L'Achzer Behen, Kates a mochle chitim of honest nimtsu adumis, oi ivcha la wachish neemachon lachzer ben since ein kan mecher. As a mechaber explains, since they made up to give him one min, and he gave him a different min. So again, according to Ramban and the Aramad, this that we learned in the Sefer of our Mishnah, shneemachon lachzer ben, is based on this, that we look as if there was a toast mishnei at stalin bein mitzara mecher and bein mitzara lekech, and we look as if both the Meicher and the Lekeach were Nisana. On the other hand, according to the Ritva and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, and so too is the Mashmos of Rabbi Gershom and Daf Peidon on the base, this that we learned in our Mishnah Shnei Mechon L'Achzer Ben is based on this that we consider as if the Mechira did not take place since it is considered two different Minim. In other words, according to the Shita, the difference between the Reisha of Yafes Nimtsu Rois and Rois Nimtsu Yafes, and the cases in the Seifa Shem Chasis and Imses Ovana and the other cases, is because in the Reisha it is considered one min. And since it is considered one min, we do not say that there is no Mekach whatsoever, but rather what we say is this, that the one who is Nita has a Schus Chazara, and he has a right to be Mevato as HaMekach. But as far as the Seifa of our Mishnah, that it is considered to mean him, for that reason we say that there is no Mekach taking place whatsoever, and for that reason Shneiyem Yechilun L'Achzer Bohem. This that we differentiate between one min and two minim is the chira based on this that we find in the Achrenim. That the Achrenim say the following Yesoid. In the B'Kivegar and Shuvas Madura Tenyona and Simon and Aleph, we find the B'Kivegar explains this that by Mekach Tos, there is Alacha V'Yachal L'Achzer Bohem, is because it is considered as if Hasna took place, since it is Dvarim Shabuibay Ubulev Ko Adam, that he does not want the Mekach, if the Chafetz has certain Chesrinus. The reason we consider as if there was Hasna. And since it is considered as if there was asna, for that reason, the halacha is yachal achzer bai. And the halacha of yachal achzer bai is based on this, that it's considered as if there was asna. But again, as one sees in Rikivaker, by Mekachtos we do not say that there is something missing in the entire Mekach, but rather it is only considered as if there was asna. And so to Lacheris Mavur and Tesis and Yivamis and Daphnin Vavim and Aleph. In the Gemara in Yivamis we find that the Gemara says the following halacha, mace, if the first bow was mace, v'nafof ne'yabam chirish, and the isha was nafof ne'yabam chirish, and the halacha is a chela, she's allowed to eat chuma. Tesis asks, v'im teimer v'amaya chelas v'neichosh asimfein, how is the isha allowed to eat chelas v'chuma? Let us be chishish for women. Shareli botka, shay hispik, a kainza, archinus charish, vim kain enes kukalai. Tesis answers, Beshem the reader, Chayshina, let Simfain elk, Sheyachal, Adaval, Escalis, Sheyesh Simfain, Viyu, Kidushe Taos, Avalhocha, the Nescharish, Chayshina, and Shemis, Bakeach, Vimotse Simfain. In other words, even though, generally speaking, we are Chayshish for Simfain, and if there are women, then the Kedushin will be considered Kidushe Taos. But this, that if there are mumen, the Kedushin will be considered Kedushe Tos, is only if he finds out about the mumen. And therefore, the halach is an isha's eina echeles, as long as there is a tzad that he will find out about the mumen, and then the Kedushin will be considered Kedushe Tos, and the Kedushin will not be considered Kedushin umafreya. But if he will never find out about the mumen, then the isha will remain mekudeshes. Now, if we are to understand that by Mekach Tos there is something missing in the Ikra Mekach, then who needs for the Baal to find out about the woman for us to consider that the Mekach is a Mekach Tos and the Kedushin is Kedushe Tos? Even if the Baal will never find out about the woman, but still, there is something missing in the Ikra Kedushin. This is not the type of Isha that he wanted to be Mekadish. So from Tesis Ocher, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that by Mekach Tos there is nothing missing in the Ikra Mekach, and so too there is nothing missing in the Ikra Kedushin. But rather one can explain, as he mentioned before, B'Shem of Kivager, that by Mekach Tos all one has is that we consider as if there was Asna, and the Asna was dependent upon this, that he was Masna, that he does not want to Mekadish and Isha, if at one point of time he will find out about the movement that the Isha has. And since the whole Asna was only Asna, I'll deny that he will find out about the movement that the Isha has, and only then he does not want the Kiddushin. For that reason, Taisa says that if he'll never find out about the movement that the Isha has, for that reason, the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. In Achrenim, for example, by Bechaim Shmulevitz and Shari Chaim and Gittin, and so too in Shari Chaim and Ksuvus, we find that Bechaim Shmulevitz explains Mekach Tos with a different Mahalach. And Bechaim Shmulevitz explains that Mekach Tos is just as Chos Chazara. The Mekach is a good Mekach, just one has the ability to be Chizer and to be Mevatel as a Mekach. And since the Mekach is a good Mekach, just one has the ability to be Chizer and to be Mevatel the Mekach. For that reason, Chaim Shmulevitz goes on to say that by Mekach Tos, one needs to be Chizer from the Mekach. If when he finds out about the Mumen, he is a Sratze in the Mekach, and he decides to keep the Mekach, then the Mekach will be Kayim. Since again, the entire halacha Mekach Tos is just this, that he has a schos chazara, it is dependent upon this that he decides to be chazer and to be mevatel as a Mekach. And for that reason, one can explain pshat in the read that we mentioned before in Tesis Nivamis, that the read means to say that if he will never find out about the mumen, then he was never chazer, and he never decided to be mevatel the kiddushin. And for that reason, the isha is mekudeshes, even though the isha has mumen. For that reason, one can explain this that we learned in the Reisha of our Mishnah, that by Yafes Nimtzu Royis and Royis Nimtzu Yafes, the Lekech or the Meicher can be Chazer, but both the Lekech and the Meicher cannot be Chazer, even though, as Rashbam explains in his second Pshat, there is a Tos, but still, even by a Tos, all one has is a Schos Chazara, and therefore the person who has a Schos Chazara is a person who was tricked. Had there been something lacking in the entire Mekach, then we should say that both the Meicher and the Lekech should have a right to be Chazer. But this that we say, that there is nothing missing in the entire Mekach, is only if the Meicher ended up selling the min that he wanted to sell, and the Lekech ended up receiving the min that he wanted to buy. But in the Seifa of our Mishnah, which says the Ritva, the Mechaber, and the Rebbeinu Gershom understand, that it is considered two minim, and the meicher did not sell what he wanted to sell, and the lokeach did not buy what he wanted to buy, then the mekach is not considered a mekach. And since the mekach is not considered a mekach for that reason, the Mishnah says that shneiim yichilun lachzer bohen. By such a mekach tos, since there is something missing in the mekach for that reason, the halacha is shneiim yichilun lachzer bohen. And we do not say that only the meicher or the lokeach can be chazer like the halacha of the reisha in our Mishnah. That is a chayav pshat in our Mishnah, according to this mahalach of the Rishonim. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda, marcho yishav v'chamesh v'sheish v'hukar v'omar al shmeine. Min esan lokeach, lokeach yachal achse bay v'loy meicher. V'shum da amar lay ilu lay nisan lay hove matzes hadresbach. Hashda day nisan matzes hadresbach. The Gemara goes on to bring Uriah from our Mishnah, v'tanatuna yafes nimtsu rois lokeach yachal achse bay v'loy meicher. Which, as the Rashbam and Tesis explain, that the chiddush for our Mishnah of Yafes Nimtzurayis Lokeach Yachal Achz Beivoy Meicher is a chiddush that even by Hokru still the Meicher cannot be Chazer. And from there the Gemara proves the halacha of Rav Chisda. The Gemara goes on to say, V'amar Rav Chisda Macho Yishav Yashesh V'chamesh V'hozu V'omdu Al Gimel Minasana Meicher Meicher Yachal Achz Beivoy Lokeach D'amar Lei Ilo Lei Nisan Lei Hava Matzis Hadrisbach Hashda Matzis Hadrisbach. And the Gemara goes on to bring a raya from our Mishnah with Tanatuna Rois Nimtzu Yafes Meicher Yachal Achz Beivoy Lokeach. Now, as far as how to explain this, the Rav Chisda says, Macho Yishav Chamesh V'sheish V'hukar V'oman Al Shmeine, that the Lokeach is Yachal Achz Beivoy, we find tremendous Machlikis Arishainim. The Rashbam explains that from Rav Chisda one sees, Rav Chisda understands that by a Noah Shtos, the Loch is that whoever was Nisana has a right to be Chizer and to be Mevatos HaMekach. Which, as we mentioned before, the Rashbam understands the Rav Chisda is chilak on Rava. Rava understands that by Nashtos the Mekach is Kayim, and the one who was Nisana only has a right to be Teveya, the amount that he was Nisana. On the other end, Rav Chisda argues, and Rav Chisda understands that whoever was Nisana has a right to be Chizer from the Mekach. Tesis explains Keshitas Rashbam. Just Tesis argues on the Rashbam as far as the Shita of Rava, and Tesis understands this the Rava says in Bava Metzia, that Shtos Kano Machzer Eino is even if we are to say that Rava holds a Rav Chisda, that the one who was Nisana has a right to be Chizer from the Mekach. But still, this that Rava says, Shtos Kano, Rava means to say Dimratza Kano. If he wants, he has a right to be Kano Machzer Eino. In other words, whoever was Nisana has a right to say that he wants the Mekach, and all he wants is to be Tevea the amount that he was Nisana. But if he wants to be Chizer from the Mekach, then he has a right to be chazer from the Mekach like the halacha of Rav Chisda. In the Rif, we find that the Rif brings down from the Goyin, and so too the other Rishonim bring down Meshem of HaGoyin, who explains that one can say that even according to Rav Chisda also agrees that by Nashtos, whoever was Nisana does not have a right to be chazer from the Mekach, and the person who was Nisana only has a right to be Teveya the amount of money that he was Nisana. This Rav Chisda says, the Lekech Yachal Achz Beivoy is referring to a case that the Lekech did not yet do Meshicha, and the Lekech just gave money. And therefore, all we have is a Shaila of Mishapara. And as far as Mishapara, we will say, the Lekech Yachal Achz Beivoy, and he will not be Mekabal Mishapara. That is how Vaigoyin explains Pshat in our Gemara, and explains Pshat in this Rav Chisda says, Yachal Achzer. But now, everyone has to understand Pshat in Rav Vaigoyin. What is the difference? That as far as in Ashtos we say that the Lekeach, the one who was Nisana, does not have a right to be Chizer from the actual Mekach, but rather, he only has a right to be Tevea the amount that he was Nisana, and the Mekach will remain Kayim. On the other hand, as far as Mishapara is concerned, we say that whoever was Nisana has a right to be Chizer, and he will not be Mekabal Mishapara. And so too we find that the Shita Mekubetzes brings down that there are Rishonim who argue on of HaGoyin. And there are Rishonim who say that if we are to say that by Nashtos, the one who was Nisana cannot be Chazer from the Mekach, so too, by Nashtos, if one is Chazer, the person who is Chazer, even though the person who is Chazer was Nisana, still he will be Mekabal Mishapara. As the Shita brings down, V'achirim Omru Shetim Moyes Kedim Meshicha L'ini Mishapara, V'kano Machzer Eino, V'chein Hiskim Haramban. So to understand Pshat in the Rif, and to explain Pshat in this Machlekes Rishonim, I would like to be marked with another Machlokes HaRishonim that we find that the Shita Mekubetzes brings down. As far as the case of Yafes V'nimtzu Rois, that Halach is Yachal Achzer, Does a lekerach have a right to tell the meicher tein liyafes v'mlavi kabo mishaparo? The first shita understands that the lekerach cannot tell the meicher give me yafes v'mlavi kabo mishaparo. On the other hand, the shita brings down mishemei shemrim the kibun the avzuzia daita the yafes sagi bezalachay v'mishaparo imoyitin liyafes. Now to explain pshat in this machlokes harishanim, l'chaira the basis of this machlokes harishanim is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand mishapara. This that there is a lach of mishapara is it because we say that since the lekeach was semech on the meicher, and the meicher is not keeping his word, for that reason he is chayev to mekabo mishapara. Is that the pshat of mishapara? Or do we understand mishapara with a different malach? That even though chachamim went, and chachamim revat all the kinyan kasef, and Chachamim said that if one is kaina with kesef till he is meishach, he is allowed to be chazer. But as far as mishapara is concerned, the kinyan kesef remains. And as far as mishapara, we see as if there is a kinyan kesef. That is the basis of the machlokes harishonim that the shita brings down. If we are to understand that the mishapara has nothing to do with kinyan, but rather the mishapara is based on this, that the lekeach was semech das on the meicher, and the meicher did not follow through and keep his word, then by yafes v'nimtzu ro'yes the halacha will be that the lekeach has a right to mechayev the meicher to keep his word and to give him yafes, and if not, he'll be mekabel mishapara. On the other hand, if we are to understand the mishapara is dependent upon this, that there was a kinyan, just the kinyan is not considered a complete kinyan, since Rabbanu were mesaken that moyes are not kinyanes. But as far as mishapara, the kinyan remains. For that reason, by yafes v'nimtzu ro'yes, even though the lekeach was a mechdas on the meicher that the meicher will give him yafes, but as far as the maisa kinyan, the kinyan was made on royas and not on yafes. And therefore, as far as yafes is concerned, there was no kinyan whatsoever. And as long as there is no kinyan, there is no halacha of mishapara. Mishapara is dependent upon this, that there was a kinyan. And for that reason, the Yeshemim understands that by yafes nimtzu ro'yes the lekeach cannot be mechayev the meicher to give him yafes v'mlavi kabo mishapara, since as far as yafes there was no kinyan. That is the basis of the machlokes harishonim that the shita brings down. And so to l'chaira one can explain pshat in the shita of Rav Haigoin and explain pshat in the Rishonim who argue on Rav Haigoin. This Rav Haigoin understands that even though generally speaking by no ashtos, the halach is that the mekach is a mekach, and the one who was in sana only has a right to be tevea the amount that he was in sana. He cannot be mevatel the mekach. And still we say that as far as mishapara is concerned, the one who was in sana has a right to be chazer without being mekabo mishapara, is only because of Haigoin understands that the halach of mishapara has nothing to do with kinyan. And the halach of mishapara is dependent upon this, that there was a smichus das between the lekeach and the meicher, and they are not keeping their word. And therefore, as long as whoever is being chaser has a reason why he is being chaser, and he is being chaser because he was in sana, then there is no halacha mishapara. This, how the other Rishonim argue, on if I go in and understand that even as far as mishapara is concerned, by nashtos, the one who was in sana will have to be mekabo mishapara, is because those Rishonim understand that halacha mishapara is halacha nechus kinyan, that there is a kinyan as far as mishapara is concerned. And therefore, just like by Nashtos, the one who was in sana cannot be mevatel the mekach, so too by Nashtos, the one who was misana will not be able to be chayzer mevatel the mekach as far as mishapara. And therefore, the kinyan remains as far as mishapara, and for that reason, the one who was in sana will still have to be mekabo mishapara. That is one mahalach that we find in the Mefarshim as far as how to explain pshat and machlokes between Rav Haigoin and the other Rishonim. So again, according to this mahalach, the machlokes between Rav Haigoin and the other Rishonim is a machlokes as far as how to understand mishapara. Do we understand that mishapara has nothing to do with the fact that there is a kinyan relative to mishapara, and the entire halacha mishapara is only based on this, that there was a smichas das between the meicher and the lekeach, and still the meicher and the lekeach are being chayzer and they are not keeping the word that they said? Or do we understand that mishapara is dependent upon this, that we have a kinyan relative to mishapara, and it is based on the kinyan that there is a halacha of mishapara? In other mahalach that we find in the Mefarshim as far as how to explain the shita of Rav Haigoin, and to explain pshat in this that the Rishonim argue on Rav Haigoin, is by saying the following chiddush. This by shtos, the halacha is kano machzer ina. And as Rav Haigoin explains that even according to Rav Chisda, Vayishtos, the one who was Asana, does not have a right to be chayzer from the Mekach, is not because we say that by Noashtos there is no Siba for Bittul HaMekach, but rather even by Noashtos there is a Siba for Bittul HaMekach. This, that by Noashtos the Mekach is Kayim, is only based on this, that there is a Chiyav of Chazara Sayna, and only because the one who was Ma'ana has a Chiyav to Yimachzer the Ina to the Misana, do we say that the Mekach is Kayim. And since the Kiyam HaMekach is dependent upon this, that there is a Chiyav of Chazara Sayna, for that reason, of Rav Goyin explains that since the Kinyan Arsugya was not a complete Kinyan, but rather the Kinyan was only a Kinyan as far as Mishapara is concerned, even though as far as Mishapara one has a Kinyan, but still, since we do not yet have a complete Kinyan, for that reason one does not yet have a Chiyav of Chazara Sayna. The Chiyav of Chazara Sayna is dependent upon this, that we have a complete Kinyan. This, that the Torah was Mechayev, a Chiyav of Chazara Sayna, is only by a complete Kinyan. By an incomplete Kinyan, there is no Chiyav of Chazara Sayna. And as long as there is no Chiyav of Chazara Sayna, then even according to the Shitas who hold, the Paino Ashtos, the one who was on Sana, cannot be Chayzer from the Mekach. But as long as there is no Chiyav of Chazara Sayna, the one who was on Sana has a right to be Chayzer from the Mekach. And therefore, Gemara says that the Lekeach or the Meicher have a right to be Chayzer, depending on who was on Sana. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of Haigoyin, and explain pshat in this that the Rishonim argue on Haigoyin. According to this mahalach, the machlokes between Haigoyin and the other Rishonim is the machlokes as far as how to understand this, that there are shitas who hold up by Noashtos, the one who was in Sana cannot be chayzer from the Mekach. Is that halacha dependent upon this that there is a chiyav chazar asayna, or do we understand this, that by Noashtos, the one who was on Sana cannot be chayzer from the Mekach, has nothing to do with the fact that there is a Chiyav Chazar Seina, but rather the Chiyav Chazar Seina is an entirely separate Chiyav, and the Kiyam HaMekach is not dependent upon that Chiyav. Rav Haigoyin understands that the Kiyam HaMekach is dependent upon the Chiyav Chazar Seina, and by a Kinyan from Mishapara one does not yet have a Chiyav Chazar Seina, and therefore the one who was on Sana has a right to be Mevatel as HaMekach. This, that Rishonim argue, is because Rishonim understand that the Kiyam HaMekach has nothing to do with the Chiyav Chazar Seina, but rather by Noashtos, the Mekach is Kayim independent of the Chiyav of Chazar Seina. And for that reason, Rishonim argue and Rav Haigoyin and understand that even as far as Mishapara is concerned, even though the Chiyav of Chazar Seina was not yet Chal, but still the Kinyan as far as Mishapara was Chal. And therefore, even the one who was on Sana should not have a right to be Chazar. In the Rosh, we find that the Rosh brings down the following machlokes harishonim. Is the Meicher mechuyev to pay the Lekeach kashira ino or not? The Rosh brings down Meshem Yeshemrim that the Yeshemrim understands that the Meicher has a chuyev to pay the Lekeach kashira ino. On the other hand, the Rosh brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Yehuda that Rabbeinu Yehuda argues, and Rabbeinu Yehuda understands, since the Lekeach had a right to be chayzer, for that reason we say, the way Niskayim HaMekach Harata. Ve'ein chiyav eino ela mi'iko eino b'sha'as kiyam ha-mekach, v'kivan da'ata b'sha'as kiyam ha-mekach, olo l'shmoino ein kan eino. In the Torah Nechesha Mishpat and Simon Reish Chav Zayin, we find that the Torah Paskins like the Shita of the Yeshayimrim, and the Meicher is mechuyev to pay the Lekeach Yashir Shinasana. And we do not say that since it wasn't Siakir, for that reason the Meicher should not be mechuyev to pay the Lekeach Yashir Shinasana. In the Beis Yosef, we find that the Beis Yosef says that even though from the Rosh it is mashma that he is neito adivri Rabbeinu Yehuda, but still it is mestabrele la'atur taime dea yeshemim. And for that reason the Torah Paskins like the yeshemim and not like the shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda. In the Papua Charifta and the Drisha we find that the Papua Charifta and the Drisha ask the following to me on the Beis Yosef. How can the Beis Yosef say that the only reason why the Torah Paskins like the shita of the yeshemim is because Mestaber Tamayu Dea Yeshemim, and for that reason the Torah does not Paskin like Rabbeinu Yehuda. This Rabbeinu Yehuda says that the Meicher is not Mechuyev to pay the Lekeach Yashir Shinasana, is only as Rabbeinu Yehuda explains, Kivan Hayokeach Yocholach So Eneskayim HaMekach Harata, and therefore the Chiyav Eino is dependent if there is Eino B'Shas Kiyam HaMekach. And since this Rabbeinu Yehuda explains that the Kiyam HaMekach is later, is only because the one who was Asana has a right to be Chazer, is only if we are to hold it by Noashtos, the one who was Asana has a right to be Chazer. But we paskin that the one who was Asana does not have a right to be Chazer, And by Nashtos, the Mekach is Kayim, and the one who was Nasana only has a right to be Tevea Oina Asai. Which, as we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains is a Shita of Rava in Bav Mitzia. And therefore, the Kiyim HaMekach is taking place now. And the Kiyim HaMekach is taking place before it was Nasyaker. And therefore, to Reposhet, that the Halach is that the Mekach is Mekhiv to pay the Lekeach Kashir Shinasana. Rabbi Yehuda is only going Vishita Sev Chista, who argues and Rava understands that there is Halach of Yachal Achser, and the person who was Nasana has a right to Mevatel the Mekach, and for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Kiyim HaMekach is taking place at a later date, at a time that he decides not to be Chayzer. This is a Tmiya that the Papua Charifta and the Drisha ask on the Shita of the Beis Yosef. In the Mefarshim we find that the Mefarshim explained Pshat in the Beis Yosef based on this that we mentioned before, that even if we are to say that by Nashtos the one who has a son does not have a right to be Chayzer from the Mekach, and he only has a right to be Tevea the Shir Shinasana, but that does not mean that Nashtos is not a Siba for Bittul HaMekach, but rather even Nashtos is a Siba for Bittul HaMekach. It is a Chiyuv Chazaras Eino which is Mekayim the Mekach. And since it is a Chiyuv of Chazaras Eino which is Mekayim the Mekach, for that reason one can say that if both the Lekech and the Meicher both agree that they do not want the Mekach to be a Mekach, then the Mekach will be Nesbatzel. In other words, this that we say that the Lekech cannot be Chazar and the one who was in Sana cannot be Chazar is only because the Meicher can say, I want the Mekach to be Kayim, and I want the Mekach to be Kayim, and I will return to you the Eino. But if the Meicher agrees to the Lekech, and the Meicher decides that he does not want the Mekach, then the Mekach will be Nesbato Aliba de Kuei Alma. And since there is a Tzad B'tol Mekach, for that reason, even Halacha that we paskin that the one who was Nesana cannot be Chizer, but still the Kiyum Mekach is taking place at a later date, at a time that they both decide that they want the Mekach. The Kiyum Mekach is not definite till a later point of time, and at that point of time, it wasn't Siaker. And for that reason, we can apply the Shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Eino is dependent upon the definite Kiyum HaMekach. And therefore, by Nisyakar, one will not have Eino according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda. And for that reason, the Beis Yosef says, this of the Torah Paskins, like the Yeshayimim, and now like Rabbeinu Yehuda, is only because the Torah understands the Mestaber Tamayu of the Yeshayimim. That is how the Mepharshim explained Pshat in the Shita of the Beis Yosef. Now getting back to the Yikam HaChikas HaRishinim that the Rosh brings down. If by Nisyakar is a Meicher Mechuyiv to pay the Eino to the Lekeach or not, we find that the Achrinim, for example, Baruch Haber in Berkah Shmuel and Bav Metzia Simen Mem Vav, explains Pshat in the Machlokes as follows. That the Machlokes is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand the Halacha of Yochel Achzer by. This, that the one who was Nesana has a right to be Chazer, is the Pshat because we say that as far as the Lekeach, the Mekach was Nachal, till the time that he decides to Mekayim the Mekach. Or do we say that really the Mekach is Chal Miad, just like Lekeach has a Schos, to be Mevato as HaMekach. Rabbi Ochber explains that this is the basis of this Machlekes HaRishenim, this that the Yishenim understand. That there is a Chiv of Chazor as Eino is because the Yishenim understand that the Kiyim HaMekach is taking place now before it wasn't Saker. And even though he is Yochel Lachzer, but the Loch of Yochel Lachzer is just this that we say, that he has a right to be Mevato as HaMekach. But as long as he is not Mevato as HaMekach, then the Mekach was Chal. And for that reason, there is a Chiyuv of Chazor Seino. This, that Rabbeinu Yehuda argues, is because Rabbeinu Yehuda understands that the Halacha of Yochel Achzer is a Halacha that we say that as far as the Lekech, the Mekach was not yet Chal. And since the Mekach was not yet Chal, for that reason we will say that at the time of the Chalis Mekach, the Chayfetz was already Nesyaker. And since the Chayfetz was already Nesyaker, for that reason Rabbeinu Yehuda understands that there is no Chiyuv of Chazor Seino, since Eino is dependent upon the Kiyum HaMekach. According to the Mahalach of Baruch Ber, as far as how to understand this Machlokes HaRishonim, it comes out that everyone agrees that Eino is dependent upon the time of Kiyum HaMekach. The entire Machlokes is only a Machlokes as far as how to understand when is the time of Kiyum HaMekach. Do we say that from this that the Halach is that the one who was in Sana has a right to be Chazer, from there one sees that the Kiyum HaMekach is taking place at a later date? Or do we say that the Kiyum HaMekach is taking place at the time of the actual Mekach, and the Halacha of Yochel Achzer is just this, that he has a right to be Chayzer Mevatel as HaMekach? But now one has to understand, according to the explanation of Rabbi Ochber, that the Pshat and the Shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda is because Rabbeinu Yehuda understands that the Mekach was not yet Chal. If the Mekach was not yet Chal, then the one who was Ma'anish have a right to be Chazer as well. And so too one can ask how Kramboch Ver explain Pshat and the Yeshemim arguing Rabbeinu Yehuda by saying that the Yeshemim understand that the Kiyam HaMekach is taking place now. Just the one who was Asana has a right to be Chazer Mivatal HaMekach. If so, what is Pshat? In this, how we find in our Gemara, the Rav Chista explains, this that by Nisyakar, the Meicher cannot be Chazer is only because of Okech until the Meicher loved the Inisani. But here, this that the Meicher cannot be Chazer is because the Meicher was not Nisana, since the Yerker was entirely Bershus HaLekeach, the Kima Mekach already took place, and therefore the entire Yerker was Bershus HaLekeach, and for that reason the Meicher has no right to be Chazer. From this that we find in our Gemara, the Rav Chista explains this that the Meicher cannot be Chazer is only because of Okech until the Meicher loved the Nisani. From there, Lechir one sees that if not for the Svar loved the Nisani, the Meicher would have a right to be Chazer, since the Meicher was in Sana with this, that it was in Siaker. So from our Gemara, Lechir one clearly sees that from this that the Halach is Yachalachzer, based on the Halach of Yachalachzer, for that reason, the Kiyam HaMekach is only taking place at a later date. And since the Kiyam HaMekach is taking place at a later date, for that reason, the Meicher was Nisana as well, since the Chepes was Nisyaker, one has a Na Mitzah the Meicher, and therefore if not for this far of Yilav the Nisani, the Meicher would have a right to be Chazer. But now Lechir one has to understand Pshat in the Machlokes HaRishonim. What is the basis of this Machlokes HaRishonim? If the Meicher is Mechuyev to pay a Na to the Lekeach. So to explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim, Lechir one can explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim with another Mahalach. And one can say that the Machlokes HaRishonim is Machlokes if a Na is dependent upon the Kiyam HaMekach or not. Rabbeinu Yehuda understands a Na is dependent upon the Kiyam HaMekach. And if there was no a Na at the time of Kiyam HaMekach, then there is no Chiyav of Chazaras a Na. On the other hand, the Yeshemim understand that a Na is not dependent upon the time of Kiyam HaMekach. And for that reason, the Yeshemim understand that there is no Chiyav of Chazaras a Na. But now one has to understand if the Yeshemim hold that the Chiyav Chazaras a Na is not dependent upon Kiyam HaMekach, if so, again, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara that if not for the Svar of Yilav the Nisani, the Meicher would have a right to be Chazer. The entire Eina, as far as the Meicher is concerned, is only at the time of Kiyam HaMekach. So to explain Pshat in the Yeshemim, one has to say that the Yeshemim understand that even though the Chiyav of Chazaras Eina is not dependent upon the Kiyam HaMekach, one can have Eina at the time of Kiyam HaMekach as well. And even though the Yeshemim understand that there is a Chiyav of Chazaras Eina, since there was a Na before the Kiyam HaMekach, but still if not for the Svar of Rav Chista v'Yilav de Nisani, the Meicher would have a right to be Chazer as well, since a Na is also dependent upon Kiyam HaMekach, and at the time of Kiyam HaMekach, the Meicher was Nisane. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim. As we mentioned before, the Beis Yosef understands that this Machlokes HaRishonim applies to a Na Shtos, even though we paskin that the one who was Nisana does not have a right to be Chazer. And as we explain, the Mefarshim understand Pshat in the Beis Yosef, that even by Na Shtos there is a Tzad Bitul Mekach. And since even by Na Shtos there is a Tzad Bitul Mekach, for that reason one can apply the Svara of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that a Na is dependent upon the time of Kiyam HaMekach. Now as far as a Na Shtos is concerned, Lechir it is Pashat that the Chalos Mekach is taking place now. And even though there is a Tzad B'tol Mekach, but the Tzad B'tol Mekach by Na Shtos, Halacha that we paskin that the one who was in Sana cannot be Chazer, is only because we say that at a later date they have the ability to mevatel the pre-existing Mekach. If so, again one has to understand Pshat in the Beis Yosef. How can the Beis Yosef say that according to Ben Yena, there will not be a Chiyav of Chazaras Eina since there was no Eina at the time of Kiyam HaMekach? Well, clear the Kiyam HaMekach already took place. And so too one has to understand, according to the second Mahalach that we mentioned, that the Machlokes HaRishonim is a Machlokes, if Eina is only dependent upon the Kiyam HaMekach, or is Eina dependent upon the time in which the Mekach was not Niskayim, how can we say that Aliba Dekoy Alma, the Kiyam HaMekach, is taking place at a later date, based on this the Yachal Achzer, if the Chalois Mekach was not Chal, then the Meicher should be able to be Chazer as well. And we will not be able to apply this far of our Gemara V'Yilav Dei Nisani, as we find that the Rosh brings down Hashem Rabbeinu Yehuda as far as how to explain this, by Na Yisrael Shtos the Meicher can be Chazer, as we will see Be'ezras Hashem. So to explain Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, to explain Pshat in these Rishayim Achayim, one has to say as follows, that even though the Chalos Mekach was Chal, but as long as there is an Afsharis of Vatos on Mekach, we do not see that the Mekach was Neskayim. The Mekach is in limbo, since the Mekach has the possibility of being Nisbatzel, and therefore the time of Kima Mekach is at the time that the Mekach can no longer be Nisbatzel. And since the Chalos Mekach was Chal, at the time of the Maisa Kinyan, for that reason, only the Lekech can be Chazer and the Meicher cannot be Chazer. But even though the Meicher cannot be Chazer, but still, as far as the time of Kima Mekach, as long as the Mekach can be Nispatel, the Mekach was not yet Niskayim. And for that reason, our Gemara understands if not for the Sfar of Ilavda and Yisoni, the Meicher would have a right to be Chazer, since at the time of Kima Mekach, the Meicher was Nisane. And as we mentioned before, Lekwe Alma, Aina is also dependent upon Kima Mekach. And for that reason, Ben Yehuda explains that the Meicher is not mechuyev to pay the Shir Shnisana to the Lekeach, since at the time of Kiyam HaMekach, one no longer has Einah, and Ben Yehuda understands Einah is only dependent upon the time that the Mekach is no longer in limbo, which is at the time that no one has the ability to Mevatel as HaMekach. That is a Chir Pshat in the Shita of Ben Yehuda, and Pshat in our Gemara. In the Rif, we find that the Rif goes on to say that even though halacha we do not paskin, like Rav Chisda who understands that the one who was a son has a right to be chaser, but still the halacha Rav Chisda will apply to Yaiser Mishdos. And by Yaiser Mishdos, Veshuv Nitzyakar, we will apply the halacha Rav Chisda, that the lekeach is yochel achzer by and the meicher cannot be chaser. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Rif. By Yaiser Mishdos, the halacha is that the ma'ana could also be chaser. And therefore, by Yaiser Mishdos, we should not be able to apply the halacha of Rav Chisda, that only the lekeach can be chaser and the meicher cannot be chaser, based on the Sfar of Ilav Dei Nisani. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rif, we find that the Rosh explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rif with one of two mahalchim. The first mahalch is by saying that the Rif holds like the Shita of the Rivam, which, as we mentioned before, the Rivam explains this, that the ma'ana can be chaser, and there is no Sfar of Ilav Dei Nisani, is only referring to a case that the Mesana is Teivea Eina Asai. And we say, Kivan Shateivea Yoyisim Mishtos Tehavi Betomekach Havi Mekachtos V'yachol Gama Ma'ana L'achzer Bay. But in a case that the Mesana is not being Teivea Eina Asai, then the Ma'ana cannot be Chizer. The Rosh goes on to explain Pshat in the Rif with another Malach. And the Rosh explains Pshat in the Rif based on this that we find in Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Rabbeinu Yehuda explains this, that the Ma'ana has a right to be Chayzer, and we do not say Lav Dei Nisani, is because we say Ein Chazaras HaMa'ana Ela Mishum Lasa De Chazaras HaMasana Te Mekach Sheish Beitos V'yeser Mishtos Mestami Yachse Bei HaMasana Te Kivan Shein Yochel Atfei Na'ase Vada Yivato HaMekach Shein Oda Meichel Alina Yeser Mishtos Hilkach Kivan De Mestami Mekach Tos Hu Gam HaMa'ana Chayzer Dol Yishai Chamei Mei Lav Dei Nisan Shari Kenese V'Nesen Beloi Meshich Adami. And Ibn Yuna goes on to say, Avum Nisratza Mesana Bemecher Eina Ma'ana Yochel Achse Bayacherikain. And for that reason, the Rosh goes on to explain that one can say that the Rif understands like the Shita of Ibn Yuna. And for that reason, in our Gemara, that it was Nisyakir. Then we say, Mistama Kivan de Hukru Eina Lekeach Eimidu Achser Bay. And for that reason, by Hukru, the Meicher no longer has a right to be Chazer, since the Lekeach is not Eimet to be Chazer. And the entire Schos Chazar of the Ma'ana is dependent upon this, that Mistama HaLekeach Yachzer Bay, and Mistama the Mekach will be a Mekach Tos. That is the second Mahalach with which the Rosh explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rif. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Rosh. How can the Rosh explain Pshat in the Rif based on the Shita of Rabbein Yehuda, who explains that Allah of Ma'ana Yachal Achzibai, and we do not say Lav Dei Nisani, is because we say Kivan the Mestama Mekach Tosu, Oishayach HaMeimer Lav Dei Nisan, Sheri Kenese V'Nesan B'Loi Meshich Adami. If so, at the time of the Yoker, that is a time which is considered Shas Meshicha, since at the time when it is in Siaker, that is a time when the Lekech is no longer Oymet to be Chazer, and it is no longer Oymet to be considered a Mekach Tos. And at that time, the Meicher was Nisane, and therefore the Meicher should have a right to be Chazer, and we should not be able to say Yilav Dei Nisani. So here to explain Pshat in the Rif, according to the Mahalach of the Rosh, one has to say that once it was in Siaker, we see that the Shas HaMashicha was a Mafreya from the time of the Maisa Kinyan, and we do not say that the Shas Mashicha is at the time when the Chafetz was actually in the Siaker. And since now we say that the Sha'as Mashiach was a Mafreya at the time of the Maisa Kinyan, for that reason we can apply this far of Chistav Yilavda Inisani. Only as long as a Chayfetz was not Nisiakar do we say that it is considered Kenoise Venoisim Beloi Mashiach Adami. That is a Chayra, how one can explain Pshat in the Rif according to the second Mahalach of the Rosh. Now getting back to the Iker Shaila as far as how to understand the Halacha that by Yisim Mishdos the Manik B'Chizer, as he mentioned, Tosis and the Rishonim ask, what happened to the Svarav of Chistav Yilav Dainisani? So to answer this Kasha, we mentioned two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Rivam explains this, that the Manik B'Chizer is long as a Misane is being Tevea Inasai. At a time that the Misane is being Tevea Inasai, then we see the Mekach as a Mekach Tos. And for that reason, the Ma'anik Michizer as well. That is how the Rivam answers his Kasha. As we mentioned, Ben Yuna answers his Kasha by saying that even though this, that the Ma'anik Michizer, is not only at a time that Misana is being Tever in Asai, but still this, that the Ma'anik Michizer is based on this that we say, that Mistama, the Misana, will be Chizer from the Mekach. And since Mistama, it will be considered a Mekach Tos, for that reason, the Ma'ana has a right to be Chizer as well. In Tosis, in his first Teretz, and so do we find in Tosis, when Metzio, we find another Malach as far as how to answer this Kasha. Tosis answers the Kasha by saying, Refishu Rochik min ha-Mekach Yosei Midai ki ilu loy mocher klal, shein roi Mekach kazel eskayim. And Tosis, when Metzio goes on to explain, that a case of Yosei Mishdos is similar to the case of our Mishnah of Chaymetz v'nimtza yayin. V'chir, the basis of this machlikis or yishenim as far as how to understand the halacha that the manik mechizer, we do not say yilav dainisani, is based on this, that the yishenim are arguing as far as how to understand the mekach tos of yoyser mishdos. Do we understand the mekach tos of yoyser mishdos? Like yafes nimtzu royis, that as he mentioned before, by yafes nimtzu royis, one has a mekach, just one has a schos mivatel as a mekach. Anyone has a schos mi did mekach tos to be mevato as a mekach, or do we understand that no yosim rishtos is similar to chaymetz nimtzayayin, that there is no mekach here whatsoever? Tesis in his first teretz, and so to Tesis and Metzia understand that no yosim rishtos is similar to chaymetz nimtzayayin, that there is no mekach here whatsoever. Since, as Tesis explains, ein derech mecher bekach, for that reason we do not consider as if a mecher took place. And for that reason we say, Shneihem Yechilun Lachzer Bahen, just like Chaymetz and Tzayayin in our Mishnah. This, that the Rivam and Ben Yoina argue, is because Rivam and Ben Yoina understand that the Mekachtos of Yosef Mishdos is similar to the Mekachtos of Yafes and Imtzuroyes, that really only one should be able to be Chayzer. They both should not be able to be Chayzer. One has a Mekach. And for that reason, the Rivam and Ben Yoina explain this, that the Ma'anik Mechazer is only based on this, that the Misanik Mechazer, and the Halacha that the Ma'anik Mechazer is based on this, that the Misana has a right to consider the Mekach as a Mekach Tos. That is Uchir, the basis of this Machlekes HaRishayim. So again, Uchir, the basis of this Machlekes HaRishayim that we find in our thesis, is the Machlekes as far as how to understand the Halacha of Yachal Achzer by No Yeser Mishdos. Do we understand the Halacha of Yachal Achzer by Yeser Mishdos? Because the Mekach was not yet Chal, and for that reason, both the Misana and the Ma'ana can be Chizer, or do we understand that the Halacha of Yeser Mishdos, and this, that there is a Halacha of Yachal Achzer by Yeser Mishdos, is only because one has the ability to Vatos HaMekach Midin Mekach Tos, which is again based on this that we mentioned before in the beginning of our shir, that by regular Mekach Tos, one has a Chos Mekach with a Schos Mevato as a Mekach. And for that reason, this, that the Ma'anik Mechizer is dependent upon the Misana. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this, that we went to our Mishnah Yayim, and so Chemet Shnei Mechir no Achzer Behen. Our Gemara says, Leima Masnisen Rebbe Hivalei Rabbanan, Tetan Yayim Vechemet Menechad Hu, Rebbe Omer Shnei Minim. Our Gemara goes on to say, a few tame rabbanon, ad kan le pligu rabbanon ale de rabbi, ele linya mai ser chuma, u kuder bela domer bela minayin wa tayim in a row, a yafesh a chuma se chuma, shenemer voisisu olev chet barim chem es chal by mimenu, emene kodesh nesias chet loma, mi kan wa tayim in a row, a yafesh a chuma se chuma, abu inya mekach umemka de koyalma, ika de nichle vachamra, vo nichle vachala, vika de nichle vachala, vo nichle vachamra. And for that reason, Shneiyam Yichilnu Achzer Bahen. Now to explain Pshat and the Shaka of the Tire of our Gemara. The Gemara first explains that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rebbe. And then our Gemara goes on to say, Afilu Tamei Rabbanan. Based on this, we mentioned before, in the beginning of our Shiur Chayra, the Shaka Retire of our Gemara is as follows. First, our Gemara wants to explain the halacha of Shnei Mechayon Lachzman based on the Shita of Rebbe, that Yain V'chemetz are considered two minim. And since Yain V'chemetz are considered two minim, for that reason, by Chemetz, Nimzayayin, Shnei Mechayon Lachzman, since there is no Mecher Kwal, he wanted to sell one thing, and so to the Okech wanted to buy one thing, and instead, they sold something else. And therefore, the Mecher is not a Mecher Kwal. And since the Mecher is not a Mecher Kwal, for that reason, the Halach is Shnei Yemichayon Achzer Bahen. On the other hand, according to Rabbanan, who understand that Chemetz V'yayin is Menechad, for that reason, the Halach should be that only one should be Chazer, and the other one should not be able to be Chazer. On this, our Gemara answers a few Tamer Rabbanan. Ad kanu l'pigur Rabbanu edu Rebbe elu inyem ma'yisiru truma. Avu inyem mekach u'memkar d'kuyama ika d'nichay v'chamra v'nichay v'chala v'ika d'nichay v'chala v'nichay v'chamra. Now to explain this, our Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. As we mentioned before, there is a machlekes harishainim. The Ramban and the Adraman, so too is Mashmos of the Rashbam, understand that even though it is considered Menechad, and therefore only one should be able to be Chazer, but still we say Shnei Mechayon Achzer Bahen, since there was a Tos and a Noam Mishnei Hatzdadim, they are both Nisane, and since they are both Nisane, for that reason, that Loch is Shnei Mechayon Achzer Bahen. This, that by Yafes and Mitzurais we find only one person can be Chazer, is only because only one person was Nisane. And the toes is only as far as one person is concerned. But in a case that they are both Nisana, the Halacha is Shnei Mechayon Achzer Bahen, and for that reason my Chemetz for them say Yayin, that Ika Denichay V'Chala, and Ika Denichay V'Chamra, for that reason the Halacha is Shnei Mechayon Achzer Bahen. That is one Mahalach as far as how to understand this, our Gemara says, a few Tamer Rabbanan. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara, Fuel Tamer Rabbanan, is as we mentioned before, B'Shem Rabbi Nugershim, the Ritva, and the Mechaber. Rabbi Nugershim explains this, our Gemara says, a Fuel Tamer Rabbanan. Our Gemara means to say that L'inyin Me'akach U'memkar Moide Rabbanan agree that it is considered two different meaning, and based on this, it is considered two different meaning for that reason that Lachesh Ne'yem Yechon Achzer Bahen. In the Rishonim, we find that the Rishonim ask the following question in our Gemara. The Rishonim ask, why did our Gemara find it necessary to explain that Ad kanu l'pigur Rabbanan edu Rebbe elu inyem ma'yisiru truma ukudur b'la da'amer Rebbe la minayin v'toyim min ara yafesh ha'trumasei truma? Why did our Gemara just differentiate between mecher and truma by saying, as our Gemara goes on to say, that by mecher ika d'nichay v'chamra and ika d'nichay v'chala? On the other hand, as far as truma, it is dependent if it is two minim or one min. And since according to Rabbanan it is one min, for that reason, one can be tayrim from one on the other. So to answer this kasha, we find a number of mahalchim. The Rani answers the kasha by saying, this our Gemara brings down a belal, is because our Gemara is coming to explain pshat and this Rabbanan hold that one can be tayrim from chemetz al yayin uchetchila. How is one allowed to be tayrim me chemetz al yayin uchetchila? Well, chemetz is worse than yayin. For that reason, our Gemara explains this, that one can be terim mechemetz al yayin, is based on this, Rabbi Allah says, that one can be terim even min aroa yafe. And even though the halacha Rabbi Allah is only halacha b'dievet and not halacha b'chatchila, but as far as chemetz al yayin, since ika d'nichle v'chala v'ika d'nichle v'chamra, for that reason, even b'chatchila, according to Rabbanu, one can be terim in a chemetz al yayin. From the Ran, one sees that even though there is an ika d'nichle v'chala and an ika d'nichle v'chamra, but if not for the halacha of Rabbi Allah, one would not be able to be terim in a chemetz al yayin. It is only after Rabbi Allah does one have a right to be terim in a chemetz al yayin. And as Iran explains this, that one can be terim in a chemetz al yayin or chatchila is based on ika denicha. Now, one has to understand pshat in Iran. If ika denicha is a siba that one can be terim in chatchila, why isn't ika denicha a reason that even without Rabbi Allah, the truma should still be chal? So to explain pshat in the Ran Ochir, one can say as follows. This, that if not for the drasha of Rabbi Allah, even b'dievet if one was terim in aroa ayafah, the truma would not be considered truma, is because we would consider him in aroa ayafah mimin al sheinei minai. It will be considered as if one is being mafresh from one min on a different min, and therefore even b'dievet the truma would not be chal. On the other hand, after the chiddush Rabbi Allah, the b'dievet, the truma is considered truma, this, the lechatchila, one is not allowed to be terim in aroa ayafah, is only because he's being mafsid the kohen. The kohen is taking a loss, since he's not getting mina yafa, but rather he is getting mina ra. And the entire halacha, the lechatchila, one is not allowed to be tohu mina ra yafa, is based on the hefsid of the kohen. And so too is the mashmos of the Rashbam. And for that reason, the Ran understands that even though ika denichay v'chalan, ika denichay v'chamra, this that we find that ika denichay v'chalan, ika denichay v'chamra, is only as far as the hefset kohen is concerned. But as far as minara alayafe, if we are to consider minara alayafe as if he's being mafreshi min al sheinei minai, then even though ika denichay v'chalan, but still chaymetz is considered raw relative to yayin, and the fact that is ika denichay v'chala will not change the status of the chaymetz. And therefore, if not for the drasha of Bala, even though ika denichay v'chala, but still that frasha will not be chal. Only after the drasha of Bala do we say that that frasha is chal, since even b'di'evet that loch is minaroa yafa chumasei chuma, and it is not considered me min al she'enei minai. There is nothing missing as far as that frasha is concerned, and therefore the only halacha l'chadchila, the one is not allowed to be teir min aro hayafa, is only based on this, that the kohen is being nifsad. And therefore, since it is ika denichale, for that reason we do not consider as if the kohen is being nifsad, since it is ika denichale v'chala. And for that reason, the Ran understands that even l'chadchila, one is allowed to be teirim. In other Rishenim, for example, in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Perkei Halacha Chaf Gimel, we find that the Rambam argues, and the Rambam says, l'chadchila one cannot be teirim v'nachimetz al hayayin. L'chira this, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam understands, l'chadchila one cannot be teirim v'nachimetz al hayayin. And we do not say, since ika denichale, for that reason one should be able to be teirim v'nachimetz al hayayin, is because the Rambam understands this, l'chadchila one is not allowed to be teirim v'nachimetz al hayayin, is not based on the hefser of the kohen. But rather, the Rambam understands this l'chadchila one cannot be teirim minara al yafa, is because there is something wrong with the afrasha. Such afrasha is not a good afrasha l'chadchila, and since there is something wrong with being mafresh minara al yafa independent of the hefsed akoyin, for that reason, min achimetz al yayin, the achimetz is considered raw kvap yayin. For that reason, even though it is ika denichay v'chalav, ika denichay v'chamer, but still l'chadchila one cannot be mafresh menachemetz al yayin. In the Ritva we find that the Ritva explains pshat in this, and our Gemara mentions a bila with another mahalach. And the Ritva explains this, and our Gemara mentions a bila. Is because if not for a bila, from this, our Rabbanan say that one can be mafresh menachemetz al yayin. From there one sees that there is no kepeda whatsoever. And since there is no kepeda whatsoever, for that reason, so too in our Mishnah, it should not be considered a mekach toos. For that reason, our Gemara needs to say that even though there is a kepeda, and for that reason it is considered a mekach toos, but still one can be mafresh based on below, the one can be mafresh min aroa alayofe. From the Ritva one sees that the halacha min aroa alayofe is dependent upon the kepeda of the kohen. Whatever the kohen is makbid on is considered min aroa alayofe. And the Ritva understands that ika denichay v'chalan, ika denichay v'chamra is itself a reason that min achimetz al yayin can be considered min aroa al yafa, and so too min ayayin al achimetz should be considered min aroa al yafa, since ika denichay v'chala. And for the reason our Gemara needs a bila, that even though there is a kepeda, it's still b'di'ever, the chuma is considered chuma. According to the Ritva will come out, the l'chadchila, even according to Rabbanu, one cannot be mafresh min achimetz al yayin, and one cannot even be mafresh min ayayin al achimetz, which is not like the shita of the Ran that we mentioned before, and so too it is not like the shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before, since according to the Rambam, even though l'chadchila one cannot be mafresh min achimetz al yayin, but the Rambam agrees to the Ran that l'chadchila one can be mafresh min ayayin al achimetz. The Ritva on the other hand understands that l'chadchila one cannot even be mafresh min ayayin al achimetz, since ika denichle v'chala. This that the Ritva understands, that the halacha minara ayafa is completely dependent upon the kepeda of the kohen, is l'chaya, because the Ritva understands that the halacha minara ayafa is completely dependent upon the hefsed of the kohen. And the Ritva argues on the Ran, and the Ritva understands that even though ika denicha ve'ika denicha, but still al atzad, that this kohen is ika denicha bechala, and so to al atzad, that this kohen is ika denicha bechamra, for that reason, one cannot be mafresh min achimetz al yayin and not min ayayin al achimetz. In the Ramban, we find another mahalach, as far as how to explain the Shakra V'Tayr of our Gemara, and this our Gemara needed Rabbi Law. The Ramban explains Pshat in the Kash of our Gemara, this our Gemara asks from Rabbanon, is because from Rabbanon one sees that not only are Chaymetz V'Yayin can serve one min, but Chaymetz V'Yayin are both considered Tovim. They are both considered equally good. And for that reason, the halacha should be that we should say that neither the lekech or the meicher can be chizer, since there is no kepeda bein mitzad ha-meicher bein mitzad ha-lekech, which, as we mentioned before, is as how the Ritva explains pshat in the kash of our Gemara. The Ramban goes on to say this, that our Gemara says, that even though according to Rabbanon, one can be mafresh menachim et zalayayin, but still in our Mishnah shnei michir nachzer behen, is because our Gemara is mechadish, that even though there is a kepeda, but the kepeda will not affect truma, since truma is not dependent upon kepeda, but rather truma is dependent upon menaroa al hayafe. And since truma is dependent upon menaroa al hayafe, for that reason, lechatchila, one can be terim and achim et al hayayin. From the Ramban, one sees that the Ramban understands that a truma been dependent upon kepeda, ika denicha ve'ika denicha will not help, like the Shita of the Ritva that we mentioned before. But the Ramban argues on the Ritva, and the Ramban understands the Maskana of our Gemara, Truma is not dependent upon Kepeda, but rather Truma is dependent upon Ra on Yafe. And therefore, as the Ramban goes on to say, since Truma is not dependent upon Kepeda, for that reason one can be mafresh menachim et zalayayin lechatchila. That is how the Ramban explains Pshat in our Gemara. So again, we have three Mahalchim and the Rishonim, as far as according to the Shita, Rabbanon, if one can be mafresh menachim et zalayayin and menayayin alachim et zalchatchila. According to the Ramban and the Ran, one can be mafresh menachim et zalayayin alchatchila according to the Shita of Rabbanon. This one can be mafresh alchatchila menachim et zalayayin according to the Shita is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban explains this one can be mafresh menachim et zalayayin is because they are both considered tovim, and we do not care about kepeda. As far as Afrosha's Truma is concerned, on the other hand, the Ran explains this, L'chatchilon ki mafresh menachim et zalayayin, is only because Ika denicha ve'ika denicha. The Rambam Shita is, L'chatchilon cannot be mafresh menachim et zalayayin, but L'chatchilon ki mafresh menayayin alachim et. This, L'chatchilon cannot be mafresh menachim et zalayayin, even though L'chatchilon ki mafresh menayayin alachim et, is L'chaya, because even though it is Ika denicha, but L'chaim et is considered Ra relative to Yayin, which is not like the Shita of the Ramban that we mentioned before, who understands that Chaymetz and Yayin are both considered equally good, just there happens to be a Kepeda. The Ritva has a third Shita, and the Ritva understands that Chatchilon cannot be mafresh min Chaymetz al Yayin, and one cannot be mafresh min Yayin al Chaymetz. This, the Chatchilon cannot be mafresh even min Yayin al Chaymetz, is based on Ika Denicha, and the Kepeda of a Kohen plays a role as far as being mafresh v'chatchila is concerned. That is the Shita of the Ritva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.